The nation will die a violent death. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's from one of the online videos posted by the man suspected of shooting 10 people on a New York City subway train in Brooklyn, New York yesterday. Others have been treated for smoke inhalation or other injuries. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he doesn't know exactly why the shooter did it.
I do know this. He wanted to bring terror into our system. He wanted to intentionally terrorize those passengers, and that is clear. He committed a serious crime. He will be apprehended, and he will be brought to justice.
Mayor Adams on America's Newsroom on Fox. An ATF source tells Fox the suspect, Frank James, bought the gun used in the attack at a pawn shop in Columbus, Ohio in 2011. A key found at the shooting site is for an abandoned van rented by James. Police say a woman now charged with murdering her children, 3 and 5 years old, told officers, "Come get them. I don't want them anymore."
Police in Miami say they headed to a home from where 911 hang-up calls were coming
when they found a female that appeared to be irate or going through a crisis.
And Officer Michael Vega says they then found two young children dead and tied up in a bedroom. That woman is now identified as the kid's mother, 41-year-old Odette Lise Joassin. She's now charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder.
Fox's Evan Brown. Another report showing higher inflation.
Prices at the wholesale level jumped last month. The producer price index rose 1.4% from February to March. For the year ending in March, prices paid before products get to consumers rose at a record level, up 11.2%. The core PPI, excluding food and energy, rose 9.2% in the year ending in March. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
About 150 buildings, including some homes, are reported to have burned in a wildfire in Rio Dosa, New Mexico. Schools are evacuated with students taken to a convention center. There are also power outages in the area. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Up for auction today in New York, a sample of moon dust collected during Neil Armstrong's Apollo 13 moonwalk. It's expected to sell for at least $800,000.
It's the first time the dust, which has been verified by NASA, will be legally sold, despite NASA's objection to it. It comes after years of ownership disputes and lawsuits over the lunar dust. The bag that held the dust was auctioned off in 2017 for $1.5 million.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. COVID-19 was not the only disease surging in 2020.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting STDs rose in 2020. The agency says cases declined initially in the early months of the pandemic and then surged towards the end of the year to record highs. The CDC says cases of gonorrhea, syphilis, and congenital syphilis surpassed 2019 levels by 10, 7, and 15% respectively, while chlamydia declined. Scientists say STD program resources were diverted to address COVID-19, including contact tracing staff and testing supplies, leading to fewer people being screened for infections. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The victory parades today for the NCAA Women's College Basketball Champion, South Carolina Gamecocks.
It's been a week and a half since the final buzzer.
It is not unfinished business any longer. South Carolina has captured its second national national championship.
But the South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball team will now get to celebrate their tournament title. Audio courtesy of ESPN and the NCAA. A parade set for 6 p.m. Eastern time today through downtown Columbia, beginning at the intersection of Main and Laurel, traveling several blocks before arrival at the South Carolina State House, where a victory rally will be held for the national champs.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Construction of a $2 billion electric vehicle battery plant in Kentucky, creating 2,000 jobs, announced by the Japanese tech company Envision AESC. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.